Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What I think people could probably use in this world of divisive politics, disappointment, electronics, everybody. And it's true. We've all noticed it. Go to a mall, go to a club, go to a bar, go to a walk through a park on a summer day with perfect weather. Nobody is looking at anybody anymore. Right in their phone.
And common decency and courtesy.
I'm as guilty as anybody. I like to look at the iPad.
Of course.
What I mean? I'm not texting people, though. I'm not in a text conversation. I'm not on Facebook much. I just post up pictures. That's pretty much all I do. And I don't care after that. I just put them up. But I know. I get it. I understand, but people just in it, in their Instagram, in their Snapchats, in their Facebooks, in their everything, this and that, their Bumble, their Tinder, they're going to get laid, but nobody is talking to anybody.
Mm-mm. Nobody looks at anybody.
And it makes you a pretty lonely person. So it makes absolute sense that you could make money by being a professional cuddler.
Our next guest is a Lawrence, Kansas-based woman who recently made headlines for her career as a professional cuddler. With clients ranging in age from 20 to 75, and sessions ranging from 1 to 4 hours, she is bringing comfort to people through fully clothed platonic cuddling. Please welcome, Robin Marie.
Hello, Robin. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
I'm well. Listen, what a kind, sweet person you are. Yeah, I was looking at a picture of you on the website, and I'm like, she does look like a nice cuddler. She's holding a pillow. I'm like, she does look nice. Mm-hmm. Who knew this would be something that you could really live on?
Well, yeah, who knew? But like you said, I think a big part of it is with our culture being so focused on screens, we've become very disconnected from each other. So, yeah, it's been around for a while.
Well, I remember when Cuddlist came out, we interviewed the guy because it was a big viral news story because it seemed so absurd. And then, of course, you became a franchisee or a member of the Cuddlist. What year did you start?
About a year and a half ago.
And you told Jake you've made 40 grand in 1 year.
Yeah, and there are people making a lot more than that. If you were located, like, in a larger city like New York, a lot of people know about there. So you have a lot more clientele. I'm kind of one of the first ones here in the Midwest. So it's obviously very new to a lot of people here.
And how many people have you cuddled?
Probably 40, 50. I have about 30 clients right now that kind of, you know, there's like a massage therapist. Some people, you know, are more consistently per session. Some it's every couple of months, but quite a few.
When your greatest customer, your most prolific customer, and would you say, well, who is that? I don't say not a name, but like male, female, age, and how often?
Sure. So I would say demographic-wise, it's mostly male. Probably the age range would be 30 to 60. That would be the most consistent. But I do have males, females, all different sexual preferences, transgender people, and all different ages. Like I said, 20 to 75. But if you wanted to pinpoint an average, I would say maybe a 40-some-year-old male.
I mean, the one guy. I mean, how many times do you think a single person, like you must have the best customer, at least one great customer. I'm trying to phrase it. What I'm asking for is I want to know the guy who's come the most, who's been to you the most.
Yeah. So surprisingly, I think my most consistent customer client has been someone in their 20s.
How often is that? How many hours do you think?
This person would have a 2-hour session every few weeks. So, yeah, like you said, it's really variable. Some people, it'll be, you know, maybe they had somebody in their family who passed away, or, you know, they're just having a really hard time emotionally or feeling really disconnected, or maybe
sure.
they just, you know, a year ago had a divorce and they're just now really feeling this need to connect platonically.
Sure. I get it.
To be touched.
Hey, listen,
and,
I see people in a relationship. In a relationship only because
in a relationship.
I see people in relationships simply because they want contact. They don't even like each other. I know people who are with somebody because they looked at me and said, I don't want to die alone. And there's no real connection there. So I get why people need this. We need human contact.
Yeah. And I do have clients who have been married for a long time. I have happily married clients. I have unhappily married clients. So it really doesn't matter because it's platonic. And it's really about getting people's touch needs met. For, you know, for cuddling. And as you said, there are a lot of people who are in relationships, and that's not even a factor any longer. So it's a really nice option that is, you know, doesn't involve anything sexual at all. So,
you have to get that question. Because here's the thing with me. I like cuddling with my girl, but, you know, if it's big spoon, little spoon, there's going to be a point where I'm like, oh, I see there's another situation happening here.
The elephant in the room.
Yeah, which has to happen. I mean, that's just human. I mean, you know, I've seen your picture. You're an attractive lady. You've got a very sweet face, a nice smile. Like, I'm sure that it feels great to be hugged. So are you the big spoon or the little spoon?
So the way that we, you know, I put it out on my FAQs on the website. This is like a really common question. A lot of people are worried about it. And I say, look, you know, our body just do what it do. We get to choose what we do with that. So because in a platonic cuddling session, what we're trying to aim for is a comforting, nurturing, relaxing sort of feeling. We're not trying to go in the arousal direction. So, you know, if someone's body starts acting that way, you know, everybody kind of, you know, if you're in tune with the energy and what's happening. So I might say, hey, let's take a couple deep breaths here. Or, hey, instead of you being the big spoon, why don't you be the little spoon? Or let's just shift positions. Because, you know, the one agreement that I have with all my clients is that if either of us is uncomfortable at any time for any reason, and that could be physical, that could be emotional, psychological, sexual, discomfort, any kind of discomfort, we agree to speak up and say something or to ask for a change in some way. So that's part of it. So if you have that kind of energy kind of coming, you know, to the surface, it's like, okay, hey, why don't we go ahead and change position? Instead of like, there's no shame about it or anything. It's just, it's just a natural body reaction. That's how we handle that.
Robin, because eventually, two things. A, how do you keep yourself safe? What's your safety measure?
Sure. So a couple ways. I have a really good pre-screening that I do with people. And I talk really clearly, honestly, to clarify that what they're looking for is a platonic therapy list. So right out the gate, we're talking about that, but that's what this is. Because I don't want anyone to, book a session and then expect it to be something that it's not.
Of course, right.
So we're really clear about that. And then I also have, I'll ask people for the driver's license. I also have sessions in a neutral location. So there are a lot of different safety measures. I don't ever have a session with someone that I don't feel 100% a heck yes to. I really go by my gut instinct as well.
Sure.
I'm talking with someone about this. Yeah.
If you're just joining us, so $40,000 a year, Robin lives in Lawrence. The Cuddlist.com we talked to years ago. She is a professional cuddler. Tell me, have you had anybody become emotionally attached to you, where you're like, man, I got to break this off because I think they think they're falling in love with me.
You know, I haven't, but I have heard. I'm in touch with other cuddlers all across the country, and that can happen. But you know what? That can happen when you go see a therapist too.
Sure. You're close. You're sharing. You're opening up to them. You're incredibly close. Of course, you can.
Yeah. It can happen, And so, you know, but it can happen with someone that you work with. So what do you do about that?
Happens all the time here. I watch people do it all the time here. We call it adultery here.
Yeah. I'm sure you have lots of people fall in love with you, right?
You
know, you're
with you. Yeah. Let me ask you this, though, because I've been curious about this. The oldest was 75, male or female?
Male.
And
I have cuddled with, elderly females as well.
I bet they love that. I mean, how nice for a 75-year-old guy.
You know, somebody who's, you know, spouse has died a few years ago. They haven't been cuddled in several years. And it's the most amazing thing. It's really transformative because they're being held. And it's like, oh my gosh, I haven't had this in 4 years. My heart just melts into pieces because I understand that feeling. And it's a natural human need that we all have, you know, to have touch and to be touched. And when we don't have it, we don't have access to it, leaves a real big, you know, a real big gaping hole in our lives. And we start to feel it and we our bodies, our mind react out in different ways, stress, anxiety, depression, or anger, or different things like that. So it's really healing.
So weird. You know, I totally understand it. It's a really crazy idea to me, but I totally understand why it's necessary. I'm short on time, but what were you before a cuddlist?
Well, I've been a few things. I do have a master's degree in counseling psychology.
I was a
family therapist many years ago.
There it is.
So that's kind of where the beginnings of my, like, interest in work, in compassion work. But I've done a few things over, you know, since then. I've taught at the University of Phoenix and some other things.
Well, no, it makes sense, Robin. Yeah, I mean, you can hear in your voice that you're a naturally nurturing, kind human being, and you can see how this really does help people. It's crazy. I know there's people out there just staring at the radio right now going, what? Try going without any human contact for a while and then see how you feel about it, you know?
Yeah. I was a professional musician for a while as well. So, but, you know, I think all of that kind of contributes to me being someone who's very empathic. So I think that's one of the key components of someone who wants to do this, is that you have a lot of empathy for people. But as well, the other thing that's super important is that you are someone who is able to have really strong, healthy boundaries, because that's something that we work a lot in session on, asking for what you want, saying no to what you don't want, because you're doing that in the moment, in each moment when you're cuddling with someone.
Sure.
You're not ever going to do something that you don't want to do, and you're not 100%.
Who cuddles you, Robin?
Oh, so I am lucky. I live in Lawrence, so I have a wonderful group of friends that I occasionally get together with, and we just kind of have these, impromptu cuddle get-togethers. I'm also
cuddle get-togethers. I want to go to a cuddle get-together, but I'm afraid I'd be the bad guy.
You have some nice. You have a glass of wine. You're just chilling. You're chatting about your week. You know, you just. It's kind of like, you know, back before maybe the electronic age, you know, people would just kind of lounge on couches and talk and connect. And we all know each other and feel comfortable with each other. So, you know, it's not weird or anything. It's just like friends getting together. And, like, you know, if you all sit on the couch, you know, arms linked and just chilling, watching a movie, that kind of thing.
That's good.
I also do Cuddle Parties, which is it's an international nonprofit. I'm a facilitator. And I started doing those a couple of months ago through Meetup in Kansas City. So it's a workshop and a social event. So I do that as well.
Well, listen, anybody, how can people get hold of you? They can just go to cuddlist.com and then they can click on the area of Lawrence or Kansas City?
Yeah. Or you can just go cuddlist.com/Robin.
Robin Marie.
You can request a session that way. I also have a Facebook page, Robin Marie. Cuddlist, Robin Marie, a cuddlist. I think that's what it says.
All right.
Yeah, that's how they can reach me.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming by. Stay right there, young lady. Jake's on with you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.